For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Electric co-ops provide energy to most of rural America, and the new Inflation Reduction Act can significantly ease their transition to cleaner energy.
There are some new pots of funding, and then also the direct pay tax credit for renewable energy has been extended to nonprofit entities, which means co-ops and municipal utilities can now access that tax credit.
Tennessee's Brianna Nicely with Appalachian Voices says adopting more renewable and efficient energy has been hampered by aging infrastructure, billions of dollars in debt tied to coal plants, and no access to federal tax incentives for renewable energy projects. It's not just access to doctors, nurses, and hospitals that's being gutted across the country. Rural areas have lost 10% of their pharmacies in the past 2 decades, according to a new study by the Rural Policy Research Institute. Xander Brown has more.
In addition to filling prescriptions, pharmacies also provide health education, counseling, vaccinations, and health screenings, explained study co-author Keith Mueller. For senior citizens, the uninsured, or people on Medicare or Medicaid, these are critical services, especially where a hospital isn't close.
One of the reasons that we focus on pharmacies is sometimes they're the last essential provider standing because there's still people in the community who need that service.
More than two-thirds of the 138 counties that lack a pharmacy are rural. The drop is highest among the independently owned. Mueller says their loss erases a level of loyalty that hurts communities.
The local independent pharmacy is part of the community. It's embedded. It's a different cultural feel, and it's also a difference in commitment to sustaining that service in the community.
Telepharmacy can help, but it's only fully permitted in 23 states. Mueller says more policy changes, such as insurance reimbursements, would keep stores open in underserved areas. I'm Xander Brown.
Fall has arrived, and weather watchers looking ahead should prepare for the best of winters or the worst.
It's kind of a tale of two winters.
Tim Goodwin with the Old Farmer's Almanac says it's bone-chilling cold and loads of snow for the Midwest and East Coast, but it'll be wet and mild for the western half of the U.S. Goodwin admits that forecasting tools have dramatically changed since the almanac's first publication 200 years ago, but their unique formula claims an 80% accuracy rate.
So we're comparing these solar patterns and historical weather conditions with current solar activity to come up with these forecasts.
Almanacs have always played a large role in rural life, especially for farmers tracking planting seasons.
You know, they put it in the outhouse and they put it in the barn and the workshop and they put it on their belt loops and carry it out to them within the field because they trusted it for those kind of things.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.